Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The founder of the Human Rights Campaign, the largest pro-homosexual lobbying organization in America, has been now arrested for sexually abusing a minor, and he has become a very good friend of President Obama and the Democratic Party. We'll talk about it today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about Terry Bean. Matt, in fact, I've got an article right here in front of me, and it is actually on Bob Wire. And it's an article that has the president with his right hand on the left shoulder of Terry Bean. Who is Terry Bean? Tell the audience who he is and why this is significant.
Yeah, Terrence Bean is a major real estate mogul in the Portland, Oregon area. He also is the primary founder of the homosexual activist Human Rights Campaign and other gay activist organizations. He's a huge bundler for the Democratic Party, and he's BFFs, as they say, good friends with the Obamas, with Michelle and President Obama. In fact, on Barbed Wire, in the article you mentioned, we have a video montage with dozens of pictures of Terry Bean with the president on Air Force One, on having dinner at various functions, at speaking engagements multiple times. He has visited the White House. He is in tight with the Obamas and has been a major fundraiser for the president, and he's also friends with Bill Clinton and others, major player in the DNC. But the big news here, of course, is that he is on the board of directors still, even today, even now, with the Human Rights Campaign, and is the founder of the HRC, which has been pushing bans, for instance, on reparative therapy for minors who are victimized by people like the founder of the Human Rights Campaign, Terry Bean, 15-year-old boy. He has been arrested for sexually assaulting, and his 25-year-old boyfriend as well has been arrested. This is really, really big news.
You know, in the picture that I have here, and by the way, people can go to bobwire.com for these articles and these videos and pictures. The picture that I'm looking at right now is the president with Air Force One in the background, and he's got his right hand on Terry Bean's shoulder. So Terry Bean is on the tarmac to meet President Obama as he gets off Air Force One. In fact, Terry Bean has actually ridden on Air Force One. So this is someone who's very close to the Obama administration. He is a big Democratic bundler, fundraiser in Oregon. He is the founder of the Human Rights Campaign. The Human Rights Campaign is that organization that has that equal sign that you'll see sometimes around, and it is the largest pro-homosexual lobbying organization in America, headquartered in Washington, D.C. Now, this guy, Terry Bean, the founder of Human Rights Campaign, the good friend of the president who, I mean, you can't get much better friend of the president than to ride an Air Force One or to go meet the president of the United States as he gets off Air Force One. But that's who Terry Bean is. Well, he recently was arrested. Detectives from Portland Police Sex Crimes Unit arrested the 66-year-old Terrence Patrick Bean and a current member of the board of directors of the Human Rights Campaign, the founder, on two counts of third-degree sodomy, a felony, and one count of third-degree sex abuse, a misdemeanor. His victim was a 15-year-old boy. And this guy, also in addition to all of his pro-homosexual bills that he promoted and other liberal policies, he also promoted these bans on change therapy in California and in New Jersey and elsewhere. In other words, he is promoting the ban on change therapy. So if a boy gets molested by him, by Terry Bean, or like a Jerry Sandusky, and develops these unwanted same-sex sexual attractions or behavior, if he starts to develop these inclinations to want to act on some other boy like he was acted on by Terry Bean and wants to go get help from a counselor who's qualified to give him help, Terry Bean wants to have laws that say, no, sorry, young man, you can't get any counsel to help you there. So the person is victimized twice, victimized by Terry Bean the first time, sexually molesting and sodomizing a young boy, and victimized again when the young boy can't get any help because of what Terry Bean and others like him, despicable acts that they have done, have ultimately perpetrated on these young boys.
Yeah, but the victims pile up. Beyond that, of course, the family. I mean, we're talking about young boys who have unwanted same-sex attractions, who are asking to help, to have therapy to help diminish or remove those same-sex attractions. And but, you know, what about their families? What about their parents? What about the licensed counselors that under these laws, like in California and New Jersey, can literally have their license yanked? And Matt, several homosexual activist organizations have now appealed to the United Nations to request that it become a criminal offense, that it become recognized as torture to actually counsel somebody with unwanted same-sex attractions. What, now, here's the torture, what Terry Bean is alleged to have done, which is rape a 15-year-old boy.
You know how this came about, interestingly, I mean, it's amazing, is that Terry Bean installed a hidden camera in the smoke detector in his bedroom, and he had sex with other men, and he videotaped it, photographed it for future use. And one of the persons that he was having sex with that he was videotaping learned that he was being videotaped and complained to the police authorities. Bean then said, oh, there's nothing wrong here. We installed that because of burglary. Yeah, right over your bed. Someone's going to burglarize you while you're laying in bed. Why are you running it while you're having sex with these other men? And he tried to make these other people who complained against him, people whom, with whom he was having sex, and he was videotaping them, the bad guy. And so as they were investigating the complaint that Terry Bean actually was even counter-alleging against the people who were making the complaint, he was trying to get them in trouble, the detectives began to realize, wait a minute, there's other things going on here, and Terry Bean became the focus of the investigation. And that's how he ultimately was arrested for sodomizing a 15-year-old boy.
Yeah, Matt, you know, there's another takeaway here as well. The Human Rights Campaign, I have yet to see any public response from them on this. They immediately went and removed his name from their website, from their list on the website of the Board of Directors. I have the 1099 linked on Barbwire, the actual PDF document showing him as on the Board of Directors, but the Human Rights Campaign, nothing but radio silence from them. This is huge, Matt. We cannot overemphasize how big this is, and his behavior here is in keeping with a long list of other high-profile homosexual activists, Harvey Milk, Larry Brinken, a number of very high-profile homosexual activists who have likewise been known to molest young boys.
Well, you know, the Archives of Sexual Behavior had a study published of over 200 convicted pedophiles finding that, quote, 86% of offenders against males described themselves as homosexual or bisexual, close quote. Now, I know the homosexuals will ultimately go crazy over that, but that's the facts. This is the Archives of Sexual Behavior. This is the sexually deviant behavior that this agenda ultimately promotes. These are the real people. They want to put people out there. These are the faces of that radical agenda. Terry Bean is front and center. He is the poster child for this radical, sexually deviant behavior. You can go to libertycouncil.com or you can go to lc.org for more information as Liberty Council advances family, faith, and freedom. Go to libertycouncil.com. Any contribution to Liberty Council between now and the end of the year will be doubled. Your $10 becomes $20, $50 becomes $100, and so forth. You can go to lc.org or call us today toll-free. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. You can make an online credit card contribution there. You can call us toll-free, 800-671-1776, or you can mail in your contribution. Any contribution received by midnight your time, whether you're in the Eastern time zone or out west, no matter where you are in your time zone, it's midnight your time zone, December 31. Any contribution between now and then will be doubled to Liberty Counsel. So use this end-of-the-year time to advance family faith and freedom through the ministry of Liberty Counsel. Liberty Counsel represents those advancing the sanctity of human life, the family, and religious freedom. You can get more information about Liberty Counsel and other resources that are available at lc.org. Go to our resources page. You can find more information for Christmas gifts and other educational resources there at lc.org. And remember to give a contribution between now and December 31. It will be doubled.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.